Okay, good. That's okay? All right, good. So, don't want to be correct. That's the one book I'm not going to contradict. So, the fact of the matter to each and every one of you is you've got it inside of you, but you have to bust through it. And inside of that, I'm not in this guy's book yet, but there's still more time. Most of you guys have read it, but what are you guys addicted to? Are you addicted to fear? Are you addicted to making excuses? Are you addicted to passive aggression? Are you addicted to being selfish? Are you addicted to listening to the crowd? Are you addicted to the safety that a paycheck provides? Are you addicted to comfort? Are you addicted to taking the easy way out? Those are socially accepted addictions. But we think that, and so we let people get away with those addictions because we see them in ourselves. We excuse these addictions as if the frailty of our humanity is a worthy excuse for our inadequacies. They're not. Being human does not demand that you live broken, that you let your weaknesses drive your behavior and determine your future. So what is it you're addicted to? Your addictions play a significant role in the decisions you make each day. Your addictions decide whether you relentlessly pursue your goals or give in to how your brain subconsciously makes decisions. And day to day, month by month, you get more and more lazy about denying your addictions until one day you are no longer a champion and you are no longer a Spartan. Think about it. You don't want to sell out to those addictions, period. Do you guys get that? This book is about not selling yourself out anymore. And we wake up every day with some story of too busy, too tired, too poor, too this, too that, that has us sell ourselves out. And all of a sudden, that tipping point comes when we get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's when everything changes. But you've got to have a mentor. I go to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings every day. And I go through those 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you look on Facebook today, there's two different guys that celebrated AA birthdays today that said, Tom Chenault, thank you for walking through the work with me. And the reason I'm telling you that is because AA is exactly the same as multi-level marketing. These people come in the door. I don't know if you've ever been around anybody that drinks too much, but they don't want to hear anything about not drinking anymore. And they finally crawl in the door, and they have absolutely no interest in being sober, and they do everything they can to go get drunk again. And you have to hang on to them, and you have to love them, and you have to partner with them, and you have to go to a meeting every day with them, and you have to do that day after day for 90 days. And you have to go read the book of Alcoholics Anonymous with them. And you have to do the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous with them. And after they get done with those steps, and it takes about 6 months, and they've looked at their life and they've reinvented the way they live, they think they graduate, but they don't graduate. They walk up to me and say, okay, I've done all that. What do I do now? And I say, go do it with somebody else. And I'm telling you what Dr. Ariaza is talking about right now, where he brings people, and he's going to talk about anything to do fundamentally with network marketing. I can't tie those guys' shoes. Plain and simple. They're going to talk to you about all that. I'm going to talk to you about building up to get into there. How do you do it? How do you build your belief? How do you pull that belief so far out of you when there's no belief left? You've been screwed by everything in life. Other companies, corporate America, spouses, all that stuff. I guarantee you the world can be that way until you decide to change the world. And when you decide to change the world, one person at a time, each month, 12 months a year, you take those people from CEO pack all the way to SEMD in 30 days, and you do that 12 months in a row, you're living rock star life, and you're changing lives all over this planet, and it's as simple as that. But you can't give away what you don't have. And the only way that you're going to get it is plugging in to somebody like Dr. Luis Arriaza. I hear every day, I want to join Dr. Arriaza's group. I hear it all the time. Every day people tell me that. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And leaders call me all the time. And they say, man alive, what's Dr. Arriaza doing? I can't believe everybody on my team wants to join his team. It's making me absolutely crazy. What am I going to do? And I look around this room, and I see Frankie Pulley, and I see Chris Sanchez, but all those other SEMDs that should learn what he is doing should have been sitting back there in the back taking notes so their teams aren't leaving them. But the fact of the matter is, it's easier to complain as you're waving goodbye to your team, going to another company because you didn't step up and train them, than step up and train yourself. So how do you do that? You start doing what he does, and you're going to get what he's got. You start doing what Corey Gold does, and you're going to get what Corey Gold's got. Did I miss a senior vice chairman, by the way? I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. No. That's perfect. I'm awesome. All right. So hang on a second. And I'm not going to talk a heck of a long time because that introduction took half my time. But I wanted to talk about something else in this book that I dog-eared that I thought was spectacular. So let's get practical.